Proclamation number 5472 of 26th of August, 1952. An explanation of cases of possession. I always want to instruct my children correctly and give them knowledge, and it is my will that they also instruct those who are ignorant. It is a great danger for people if, in cases of earthly adversity, they do not turn to me personally but want to master their adversity with their own strength and dogged defiance and thus actually succeed. But then it was not their own strength but their attitude, the unconscious inner rejection of myself, allowed the forces of darkness to supply them with strength from below and thus also to seize the human being's soul in order to gain ever more and more influence. The human being need not be recognizable as bad on the outside, but by pride and arrogance and in earthly wealth the signs are recognizable that the power from below has taken possession of the one. Omission of good deeds with no self-interest, insensitivity towards the hardship of fellow human beings and excessive hedonism always reveal the worldly person who has no relationship with me but who cannot be proven to have openly violated the law either. Before his fellow human beings the one appears as proper and just but his soul is without love and without faith in me. And his end is not a blissful one, the earth keeps him bound. He still desires its goods and the beyond because he is nothing else and his worldly greed was big. Thus this human being was bound by dark forces and yet, they did not succeed in making his soul submissive to the extent that he committed downright evil actions. True, they prevented him from reaching me but they did not have him completely in their possession as yet. And therefore they now try to continue their efforts where the same dispositions, the same thinking and weak will can be recognized, which is most likely to be found amongst the earthly descendants. And this can be successful for many generations, but a thinking turned towards me can also weaken that, his, effect or make it completely impossible. These people can also be oppressed just temporarily, but then so strongly that one can speak of a case of possession. These forces rage particularly badly when they recognize their unsuccessfulness, when people strive towards me again and again in their thinking and wanting. And this can be possible as long as the soul of the former has not yet found redemption, as long as it allows these forces to take abode in what originates from it through its own wrong wanting and desire. People themselves could indeed free themselves through heartfelt prayer to me, through a living connection and profound faith. Yet this they lack and reject my gifts of strength, influenced by those forces which fiercely fight for the souls. But as soon as the soul is redeemed in the beyond the power of the dark force is also broken. And therefore I specially urge you to help those souls because they are too weak on their own. Give them knowledge of me and my love, that they will call upon me for help and this will be granted to them and, at the same time, the souls on earth who are under the influence of the forces which were once granted power over a person who did not call upon me for help but drew the strength from my adversary in order to master the earthly life, will also find deliverance. Amen.